When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Wink is doing a wonderful series Monday, Wednesday, and Friday called Those Were the Days, a potpourri of days, dates, events set to music. So this is putting on the Ritz. Do you know who's singing, Lindsay?
I don't.
Give us initials.
If you're blue and you don't
Judy Garland.
I actually should have gotten that one.
Now it sounds like her.
Yes.
Different types who wear a day coat. My favorite ever, ever, ever. I learned to sing standing in front of my mother's Magnavox, playing her records from Carnegie Hall. Know every word. thanks. That makes me happy. Okay, look who's in the house from mydohc.com with all kinds of, she promised us, good news. Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Joey.
Did you make a New Year's resolution?
No.
Oh, good. We don't have to go through that because it's January 9th, and I figure that was long enough.
No. Maybe I'll come up with them halfway through the year.
And I've made so many mistakes already. Forget it. Let's just carry on.
Carry on. Tomorrow's a new day.
Thank God. I have a new day timer. Look, I get to start over, right?
It is fresh.
That is the way you look at it, you know, a new year, starting over, clean, blah, blah, blah. Tell me what we need to know. You tell me what the subject is.
Okay. Well, let's go on the subject of New Year's resolutions.
Uh-oh.
So many people take this opportunity to try and do something good for their health. And we talked last time I was here about little things that you can do to improve your health. Well, there's a study done on tens of thousands of U.S. citizens looking at the impact of more steps in your day. We're all used to this thing. We're supposed to get 10,000 steps. But really, when it comes down to it, there's an advantage to increasing your step count by only 1,000 or 2,000 a day. So they looked at people who were over 60 years of age and found that those people who were only walking maybe 2,000 to 3,000 steps a day could actually reduce their risk of heart attack and stroke by almost 50% by going up to 6,000 steps. So this is just going up a few thousand more steps in your day to make a huge impact in your health this year.
I have no concept. My office is in a guest house. I get up every 10 minutes and walk into the kitchen, stir a pot, pet the cat, have a drink of my alkaline water. But I get up every 10 minutes because I've got a sign that says, sitting is the new smoking. And I don't smoke, so I'm just moving.
Yes.
I have no concept of how much 2,000 steps would be.
Well, it really depends. 5,280 feet in a mile.
Is a mile.
So it really depends on how long your gait is. But, I mean, 6,000 steps you can probably do throughout your day pretty easily in a couple of broken up mini walks.
Okay.
Get up, walk around the block if you can.
What's the next option? Park far away from the mailbox.
Park far away from the mailbox, from the supermarket,
yes,
from the post office. Whatever you're doing in your day, just take that extra little bit and it'll add up.
Tyler goes hiking up and down the tram to the mountain station. Ha, ha, ha.
You don't need that many steps.
No, I don't. I'd have something would break down. But all kidding aside, finish up the study.
Well, basically, it looked at people who have only 2,000 or 3,000 steps a day stand to have the biggest advantage. So if you're walking 7,000 steps a day, maybe an extra 1,000 doesn't make that much difference. But they saw an improvement in cardiovascular health all the way up to 15,000 steps a day. So I think all of us really can do something with our movement each day to make an improvement. So don't worry if you can't get to 10,000. Try and get to 6,000.
I would think when I was a little girl, before you were born, we had to get up to change the channel on the TV.
Yes, I had to do that when I was a kid as well.
Oh, okay.
I did.
So we don't even do that now.
No, we don't.
No.
We don't.
So, I mean, there's lots of little things you can probably do. When I make my bed in the morning, I deliberately put one pillow and then walk around the other side and do the other one. Instead of doing all the pillows on one side.
Yes.
I think I'm exercising, you see.
you are. And actually, that's something that they have shown, experts have shown, to be really valuable in making small changes throughout your entire day. So there are things that we do that are habits that we have to do every day. We have to brush our teeth. We have to make the bed. We have to make our coffee. And so while we're doing those things, try and do things that are appropriate for your activity level.
You're so right.
While you're brushing your teeth, you
walk.
Can hold on to the counter.
Oh.
And, you know, do a stretch with your legs. do a back stretch. You, while you're doing the pillows, you can walk around the bed like you suggested.
One at a time.
You can pick up the pillows from the end of the bed one at a time. These are all things that we can do with the activities we already have to do.
I like it.
I'm really trying it. I'm not making any resolutions, but I do try and do that.
But how many kids are at your house?
Two. Okay. If you exclude my dogs.
Oh, yeah. So you've got two. I'll go in and do something just to get up from my office, walk in and get a little more coffee.
Yes.
And walk back to the office, sit down for 10 minutes at the computer. Then I'll say, well, I should have checked the kitty cat. I could have done that when I got the coffee, but this is another trip.
Another trip. Yes, definitely.
And
a good
idea. Actually, besides what you're teaching me about being physically better, it's mentally better for me.
Moving is definitely good mentally.
But instead of just sitting there going through the 300 emails I get every day, and I'll walk in the house and don't you know, I'll say, why did I come in here? Do you do that?
I do. And then I walk through a door and it brings it back.
Yeah.
That actually works. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talking about kids, this morning I made the decision to walk my kids up to the front of the school instead of doing the drop-off line. So that gave me a few extra steps.
Oh, I bet they love that. Jeez, Mom, don't kiss me.
They're still at an age where they like me.
Oh, okay, good. Mine have come back.
Oh, good.
They leave for a while. Okay, we're listening with Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. She's a doctor of pharmacology. Tell me your title over there. I love the official title.
Associate Vice President of Population Health Integration.
Yes. She's your advocate. She really, really is. Okay, what's next? That was our New Year resolutions to walk more.
Walk more. Just get out. Do a few steps at a time. Other things that are going on around the valley, obviously the weather has been quite a beast with some of the rain. One of the things we worry with our patients and our members and our community in general is falls. So this is a good opportunity to look at the soles of your shoes, evaluate if you have some tread on them. Is it time for some new shoes?
Like your tires.
Like your tires. You gotta kick the shoes like you kick the tires. Go around your house. Now everybody's cleaning up after the holidays. I know I did it last week, cleaned up all the decorations. Take a look at your rugs. Do you have things holding your rugs down to the floor?
Ooh.
Do you have cords that are exposed? These are all things that we don't realize are trip hazards until it happens. And falls is one of the leading causes of death in the elderly.
It's amazing what falls and broken hips
can
lead to.
Brain bleeds. These are all really, especially if we had older adults who are on blood thinners, things for their heart. You really just have to take a moment, look around your space as if you're new to your space, and review rugs and cords and shoes. You should be wearing shoes in the house. Doesn't mean they have to be shoes you wear out of the house. You can have shoes that are specific.
Why is that? Because I love to go barefoot.
Shoes actually provide you a lot more stability than even your bare feet.
Really?
Especially when you're looking at things like the bathroom or the kitchen where you can have wet flooring, water on the floor. Your shoes are going to do a much better job at protecting you from slips and falls. When I say shoes, I mean
slippers.
Shoes.
No.
Not
flip-flops.
Not slippers that only go on the front of your feet. These are real shoes. We don't wear outdoor shoes inside in our house, but we all have shoes that we wear in the house.
Really? Oh, you're such a good mom.
I only started that with the pandemic.
Oh.
I'm learning things.
God, I have a pair of really clunky do. They're not slippers. They're like my little red cute ballerina shoes, but they're the old ones. They have holes in them, and I love them.
But might I wear be time. Them.
Oh, no. Oh, my stars. There they go. I never thought of that. Everybody might wear slippers.
But slippers, if they're not form-fitting for your feet, if they don't stay on well when you get up and sit down, if you have to sort of shimmy your feet into them to start wearing them, then it might be beneficial to look at a different pair
That's right.
of slippers.
That's a good point, Joy Pals. Pay attention to Miss Lindsay. I read a study that said most heart attacks occur first thing in the morning when you get out of bed.
That's true, and that's because the hormones that regulate our blood pressure are all active in the very early morning.
So my hormones that activate my blood pressure are active early in the morning.
Well, you
so what, she said.
Well, think about things like cortisol and epinephrine. Those are things that help to keep us really in the morning. It wakes us up. Our body creates them and pushes them through our system so that we will wake from sleep.
Okay.
And so as that happens, those are the same sort of hormones that increase your blood pressure, increase your heart rate. And so if you have a predisposition to high blood pressure or heart disease, sometimes in the morning that can make us more susceptible, which is why it's always a good idea when you get up in the morning, sit
to do
up,
what?
Sit up in your bed.
Okay.
Put your legs over the side of the bed. Relax for a little bit. Get acclimated to being upright.
Don't bound out of
bed.
Don't
bound. When none of us are 20 anymore, we can't do that. We all have to just ease into the day.
Good advice, Joey Pals. We're listening to our dear friend for the first time this year. We'll listen to her for the rest of the year as well. She and Dr. Brian, there's a story there. Okay, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.